The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
On Capitol Hill today, the impeachment trial proceedings began with a prayerful reminder from the Senate chaplain.
Help them remember that patriots reside on both sides of the aisle, that words have consequences, and that how something is said can be as important as what is said.
President Trump is facing two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. Today, it's the Democrats' turn to present the case for removing Donald Trump from office. Representative Adam Schiff, the lead impeachment manager, kicked things off.
When a man, unprincipled in private life, desperate in his fortune, bold in his temper, possessed of considerable talents, having the advantage of military habits, despotic in his ordinary demeanor, known to have scoffed in private at the principles of liberty, when such a man is seen to mount the hobby horse of popularity,
that's
to join in the cry of danger
Schiff,
to
quoting
liberty,
Alexander Hamilton there, in a letter Hamilton wrote to George Washington. It was a warning about the type of leader who might turn the nation away from democracy and toward monarchy. Joining me now is the world's senior editor, Jason Margolis, who's been following the trial in the Senate. What is going on today, Jason?
Well, Marco, as you said, today was the Democrats' turn, and there are seven Democrats called House managers to make the case. They're essentially courtroom lawyers. Among them is Adam Schiff, who spent the afternoon laying out the basics of the case for impeachment. He also used a fair amount of lofty rhetoric, like citing Alexander Hamilton, and he's imploring senators to do their duty. But remember, the audience isn't just the Senate, but it's also the American people watching at home. And Schiff reminded all of us how President Trump withheld aid to Ukraine for political favors. He said the president put his own interests above the interests of the nation.
Did we learn anything new today?
Well, if you watched the House hearings in December, I would say no. Today was basically a recap of what we learned during the impeachment proceedings in the House. It was a bit like watching a movie for the second time. It's a complicated movie with lots of plot twists, and you understand it better on the second viewing, but it's ultimately still the same movie. Schiff said over the next few days, Democrats will present the evidence, which includes testimony from public servants that we heard in the House. But he also said you'll hear from some new speakers.
You will hear from witnesses who have not yet testified, like John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney, Mr. Blair and Mr. Duffy. And if you can believe the president's words last month, you will also hear from Secretary Pompeo. You will hear their testimony at the same time as the American people. That is, if you allow it.
If you allow it.
Right. That's the case that Schiff is making. He's saying, if you allow it, if you allow a fair trial.
And Jason, what's going to be the Republican argument in the Senate?
Well, we will hear from the president's lawyers next week. And their argument essentially is Mr. Trump can't be impeached for behaviors that are not actual crimes. This new narrative kind of gives cover to any moderate Republicans who may not like what the evidence already shows. But it's saying maybe the president did these things, but it's not a crime. A lot of constitutional scholars are weighing in, and they say this argument is pretty weak. They say the central question should be, did the president abuse his power?
Remind us where the president is during all of this.
The president is in Davos, Switzerland today, and he weighed in.
I had a very innocent conversation with a very fine gentleman from the Ukraine, and it was based on that. People don't even want to talk about the conversation. I got to watch glimpses in between all of these meetings that I just told you about. I got to watch glimpses of what is taking place, wasting time in Washington.
Yeah, so he essentially repeated what he's always saying. It's a waste of time. It's a hoax. And for good measure, the president also called House managers Gerald Nadler of New York a sleazebag and Adam Schiff a con job.
So what's next? Lay out for us what we should expect.
The Democrats have the floor for the next 24 hours, split over 3 days, so they have the rest of the week. Then Trump's lawyers will get their turn. And finally, senators will be allowed to ask questions of both sides, and they can decide if they want to hear more evidence at that point.
The world's Jason Margolis. Thanks very much for the update.
You are welcome.